Aleishur Chelik Beis Lamed Dalid. This is the fourth chapter, Nefesh Chaya, Ruach Memalela. Kid Museinu Lehavin Ul Haskil. So when Hashem proposes to create Adam, Kid Museinu, Rashi explains Lehavin Ul Haskil. Rashi Zehayah Moitzal Afer Kakodem. This comment of Rashi was the springboard for the previous chapter, the point of departure. Here we continue in Rashi's footsteps of Hemshech Oisinyan, and continuing in the same vein. The pasuk says, "Vayitzer Hashem Elokim es Adam." Hashem formed Adam, afar min ha'adama, dust from the earth. Vayipach be'apav nishmas chayim, and he blew into his nostrils a breath of life. Vayhi ha'adam lenefesh chaya, and man became a living being. So Rashi comments, "Af behema vechaya nikun nefesh chaya." The behemoths, the animals, are also called nefesh chaya. Ach zei shel adam chaya shebechulan. However, the human being is considered to be more alive. Shenis vasef bo yedi'a v'dibur, because he has, over and above what the animals have, he has intellect and speech. Says the author, al yedi ha'de'a v'dibur chay ha'adam yoseh mikol balei chayim. Through intellect and speech, a human being is more alive than any other creature. With these forces, with these powers and abilities, he's able to connect to others. He can relate to things, to phenomena, to know them, to use them, utilize them. He can relate to other people and can build together with them society. Philosophers have defined a human being as a social being. Let's think to ourselves, what have we learned over here? In order to be able to build a human society, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us an instrument, that is the power of speech. Let's add immediately. It's not just for the construction of a society that this instrument of speech serves. Even our relationship to the Creator is built on the power of speech. Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to man, so to speak, and people speak to him, HaKoyil, all with the power of speech. Hare tefillah ukias shma. We do that through tefillah, through kias shma. Dehirhur lav kedibu dama, as Chazal say. Thought is not like actually articulating the words. V'tzarich davka ledaber el Hashem Yisborach. A person has to speak. The words have to be audible when a person davens. Uvatera, when it comes to learning Torah, Rabbi Chanina ben Teradion emer, shenayim sheyoshvin, v'yesh benhem divrei Torah. When you have two students, two people conversing in Torah. Shechina Shuria Benhem, the Divine Presence is among them. Shenema, the Mishnah then quotes a pasuk in Malachi, Perigimel, Oz Nidberu Yirei Hashem Ishil Reeu, Vayakshev Hashem Vayishma, Vayikosev Besef Hazikarei Lefanav, Lirei Hashem Olchish Vayishimoi. Ein El Hashnaim, so that applies to two people who learn in Torah. Minayin Shafilu Echad Sheyishev Sheyine. How do I know that even an individual who's learning Torah, Shema'aleh alav ha-kasuv ki'ilu kiyem eskol ha-Torah kula, that it's as if he fulfilled the entire Torah, Shenema yeishev badad v'yidoyim ki natal alav, the Tanakh here quotes a pasuk in Eicha, Perigimel, which proves this point. Now, Me'ir sham ha-Maharal, the Maharal comments, ki shnaim shesh b'nehem divrei Torah, when you have two people and they are conversing in Torah, shechina shuya b'nehem. The Tanakh pointed out that the Divine Presence is among them. Echad sheyeshev v'sheineh, one person sitting and learning, yesh lo sachar, of course, he has the reward for Torah learning. Aval lo ne'emar begirsa zeh, according to the Maharal's girsa at least, it doesn't say sheshchina shvuya alav, sheira alav, that the Divine Presence rests upon him. Umva'er ha-Maharal, ki shnayim alomdim hari medaberim b'divrei Torah. When two people learn in Torah, they speak in Torah. V'zei Torah shleima. And that's a whole, complete Torah. Mash'engen echad alomed hari in kan dibur. When one person is learning, there's no speech. He has nobody with whom to talk. But in the Torah Shlema, it's not as full. And therefore, the Shechina cannot rest there because it only rests where there's a whole Torah. nimtza, what emerges is ki ha-shechina shura davka b'dibur b'torah. The divine presence rests with his speaking in Torah. Hu asher omarnu, it's what we are saying, ki koach ha-dibur ha-machshir lechibur u'dvekus. It's what we said above, that the power of speech is an instrument for connection, for attachment. V'inenu lomdim b'zeh, what you've learned is, ki gam ha-chibur ha-gamur el-ha-tera, a complete connection to Torah, hu davka l'edei ha-dibur b'torah, comes specifically through speaking in Torah. Hateshuva tzicha liyos davka im vidui. The process of tshuva must be accompanied specifically with vidui, with a confession. V'chosav ha-Rambam, the Rambam writes in L'chos Teshuva, kol mitzvois ha-Torah, im ovar adam alachas mehen, if a person transgresses any mitzvah in the Torah, keshiyase teshuva v'yeshu mechetoi, when he does tshuva, when he repents, yechayav lisvadois lifnei ha-El Baruch Hu. He has to confess before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vidui ze mitzvah saseh. This vidui is the actual positive commandment of teshuva. Says the author, re mitzvah saseh ha vidui. It's a remarkable statement of the Rambam. The actual expression is the mitzvah saseh. That teshuva itnai ba vidui. The teshuva is a prerequisite in the vidui. Because ki kol hamizvadeh bidvarim velo gamar b'liboi la'azev. The person would merely mouth the words if he would confess, but without having committed himself to forsake his negative behavior. That's like the proverbial person, Chazal uses this imagery of a person who's immersing in a mikveh while holding a dead sheretz. The immersion in the water is not going to help him until he throws it away. So the teshuva is a tenai, it's a prerequisite, it's necessary for the vidui to be effective. Chazal amru ala vidui. Chazal described this vidui shu ke adam shu malchim shnei nesarim umadbikon ze laze. It's like a person who is gluing two boards to one another. In modern Hebrew, malchim means welding. And here in Chazal's terminology, gluing together, fusing two boards. Harei vidui umamash al chamas shnei nesarim. Vidui is like the gluing of two boards, or shnei kar'ei amita shenishberu, two boards of the bed that have broken. V'ha'alchama me'achedes umadbika isam shuv. The gluing fuses them together once again. V'animshal baru. That's the mashal. The nimshal is very clear. Ha'chet yifrid ben adam uvaroi. The essence of chet is that it separates the individual from his creator. Hateshuvah mekareves es adam shel adam. What tshuva does, that remorse, brings a person near once again to the Creator. Aval advekus ve'achdus agmurah chozes rak al yedei avidui. But the complete fusion, the complete solidity and attachment comes back only through the vidui. Shehu chibur chazak mo'alchama. It's a strong connection like glue or like welding. Segula v'soid kaze shel chibur u'dvekus yesh b'chokh ha'dibur. This power, this feature of attachment is innate to the power of speech. Afilu b'yachasenu l'borei yisborach. Even in our relationship towards the Creator, hein b'tefila b'torah v'teshuvah. So we've seen it in tefila, in Torah, in teshuvah. Mikan ha'chomer harav shel lashon hara. This is the source for the great severity of the prohibition of Lashon Hara. Harei koach ha-dibur hu ha-machshir shenitan lanu lechaber, lekarev u'ldabek. The power of speech is an instrument that has been given to us to connect, to fuse, to join, to attach. Ve'amedaber Lashon Hara mishtamesh b'machshir ha-kiruv lerechuk, leperud u'lesina. The person who speaks Lashon Hara is using the instrument of attachment for distancing, for dissension, for hatred. It's perverse. Lachen, and therefore say Chazal, kol ha'imer leshon hara misalek ha'shechina milemato lemala. One who speaks to Shon Hara drives the Shechina away from the earth. Teida lecha, ma David omer, here's an indication from the words of David HaMelech, this is a pasuk in Tehilim Nun Zayin, nafshi besech levoim eshkeva lehatim, bnei adam shineim chanis vechitzim. This is the relevant part to us. Bnei adam, the teeth are like a spear and like arrows. Leshenam cher v'chada, the tongue is like a sharp sword. That's the description of a person speaking Shonara. Makasiv acharav. And what does the next pasuk say? Ruma ala shamayim elokim. So to speak, Hashem is driven away from here to the heavens. Omar David, Ribbonei shel Olam, ma Hashchina osa lemata? How can you remain here when there's Lashonara? Salek es Hashchina larakia. That's a midrash in Dvarim Rabbah. Hashchina tachlis hakiruv ve'ahava. Hashchina represents the ultimate closeness and love. Kasher bnei adam mishtamshim b'machshir hakiruv ve'ahava lefirud ve'sinah. When people use the instrument of closeness and love for dissension and hatred, ein Hashchina makom b'olam. They deprive the Shekhinah of room in this world. Umikam aleihu. We have an interesting pasuk about this in Kisei Tzei. Ki Hashem Elokecha mishalech b'kir mechanecha. The Shekhinah is in your camp. Le'atzilecha ve'lases oivecha lefanecha. To save you, to deliver your enemies before you. Ve'ayah mechanecha kadoish. Your camp should be holy. Ve'lo yera'evecha yervas davar. Let no mat of nakedness be seen. V'sham acharecha. That's a standard translation. Ervas davar, matters of nakedness. But the Targum translates ervas davar as relating to dibur. V'lo yechazei bach averas pisgam. Let Hashem not see within your camp any transgression relating to speech. Al yedei averas dibur ha-shechina mistalekes v'yisrael. It's through the transgressions of speech that the Shekhinah is driven away from the Jewish people. Hadibur hu kinor. Speech can be compared to a violin. Hatzlil hana'im shel kinor lo ba me'ameiterim levad. The beautiful sound of the violin does not come only from the strings, ela me'atehuda shel ha'argaz shelav nimtachim. It is formed by the resonance, which is made by the voice box over which the strings are stretched. Kach atzlil shel dibur einu ba me'amilim levad. The sound of speech doesn't come only from the words, only from the content. El haruach memalela, that speaking spirit, hu ha-yotzeres haroshem ha-miyuchad shel ha-dvarim. That's what creates the particular unique impression of these words. Hatinoik mefatpeit milim be'alma. A toddler chatters, just words, a stream of words. Zeh dibur b'li de'ah, speech without intellect. Hatinoik maschil baze lishlot al machshir hakeshim sibiv. The infant of here, the toddler, is starting to form control over this instrument of connection with the environment. Aval hu atzmo yadayin einu ha'uman hayodeh lishtamesh b'machshir. Nachon, he's certainly not yet the artist who knows how to use this instrument correctly. Ha'adam shukvar bardas, an individual is already mature. Knows how to relate to his environment, and he wants to connect to other people. In his mouth, the power of speech becomes a useful instrument that can connect him to whoever he wishes. Speech is an instrument for communication. A person needs skill, craft, in order to use it. Chazal teach us this in Cholin Daf Beites. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, my dichsiv, what is the meaning of this pasuk? Ha'umnam elem tzedek tedabarun meisharim tishpudu bin adam. It's a pasuk in Tehilim Nun Ches. And the Gemara is dashening the words. Ha'umnam is dashening is umanusoy. Ma umanusoy shel adam bo'ilam hazeh. That's a drosh of the word ha'umnam. What is a person's skill, craft, artistry in this world? The answer is in the next week in the pasuk, Omnam Elim. So the answer is Yasim Atzmoy Ki Elim. He should make himself like a mute person, control his speech. Yachoil Afle Divrei Torah. I might think this applies to words of Torah. A person should study silently. Tamuloma Tzedek Tadabarun. Those are the next two words in the pasuk. Tzedek Tadabarun. When it comes to righteousness, it must be spoken out, articulated. Yachoil yagis da'atoy, I might then think that one should be completely familiar with this and casual in speaking words of Torah. Talmud lomar, the rest of the pasuk teaches, meisharim tishpitu bin adam. There must be a judgment over here. A person must contemplate what he's saying. Says the author, Hare umanusei shel adam bo'olam hazeh hu lasim atzmoy ke'ilim. A person's skill, artistry in this world is to make himself like a mute person. Ha'umanus hidavka loilios patpetan. The craft is not to be a chatterbox. Hein ze tzichim limod. And this is something that must be learned. Min az shatinok yodal adaber. From the moment the child, the toddler, learns how to speak, u'mefatpeit kechol oile ruchu. He chatters and it pours out like a broken fire hydrant. It just pours out as it wishes. Lishtoik tzarich limod. The person is to learn to be silent. Kesheseikahi u'manus gdola. Silence is a great craft, a great skill. V'davka ba nikar habardas. It's specifically through silence that the bardas can be recognized. Mahusei shel adam hi bedidus. The essence of a human being is to be solitary. Rak ba mispatchim kochos nafshe v'ruach. It's only through solitude that a person's psychology and nefesh develop. Keshu achakach yotze mibedidusei, when afterwards he emerges from his solitude, umischaber umisiches el mashe saviv, and then connects and relates to his environment, as nihia dibur befiv, then speech becomes in his mouth, hamachshir hamekashroi umechabroi, the instrument that connects him, that allows him to communicate, bekesher amiti, with a true connection. V'inenu ro'im v'chazal es dakus ha'dvarim, we see in Chazal the subtlety of the matter. B'teira tzerich davka ledaber, when it comes to studying Torah, one has to speak, to articulate. As we explained earlier, based on the Maharal. Aval gam b'Torah, even in Torah, k'shu margish k'tzas shiagis da'ato, when a person feels that it's too casual, kvar tzarich la'atzor v'lachazor liyeshvusor, he has to stop and return to the straight path. K'adibur b'Torah tzerich liyos machshit ha'omoid, because speech in Torah has to be a pure instrument. B'zen avin ha'alachos ha'chamurois shekvam ha'rambam, so with this we can understand the stringent halachos that the Rambam stipulates in Hilchos De'ois in our sugya. Siyag lachochma shezika, the Rambam starts by quoting the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, that silence is a fence that protects wisdom. Lefichach lo yemaher lehashiv, a person should not rush to respond, v'lo yerbe ledaber, nor speak too much. V'ilamed latalmidim b'shuva v'nachas, he should teach his students leisurely, quietly, without screaming, and without verbosity. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech says, it's a pasuk in Koheles Perek Tes, Divrei Chachamim Benachas Nishmoim. I think the correct version is Nishmoim, not Yishama'un. Divrei Chachamim Benachas Nishmoim. The words of the sages, of the wise, are heard when they are said Benachas. Niflahu, what's remarkable of here is Eich ha-dibur ha-amiti tzumeach davka mitoch ha-shtika. How true speech sprouts and grows specifically from silence. V'hala, the Rambam continues, Asur le-adam le-anig atzmo b'dverich lakus ufitu. A person must not conduct himself with slippery words, words of seduction. Ve'lo ye echad b'fe v'echad b'lev, nor should it be echad b'fe v'echad b'lev, insincere, where the words is articulated and do not convey what's inside. Ela toichoy kevaroy, the inside must be like the outside. Ha'inyan shebalev v'adavar shebafe, whatever he feels in the heart must be expressed in the mouth. Nir'em yizeh, what appears is, sha'arambam mefaresh inyan toichoy kevaroy, the Rambam explains this concept, which is from Shas, this idea of being the inside being like the outside, shelo yechad b'fe v'echad b'lev. The person should not have that property of echad b'fe v'echad b'lev. V'hu chidush. It is a remarkable thought. Ki davka al zeh ikpidu chazal kol kach b'talmidei chachamim. Because we see that it's regarding this particular property that chazal was so makpid when it came to talmidei chachamim. Uchehad evrachoyz chavches amud alef, like the tzugin v'choyz dev chavches. The Rabban Gamliel declared, kol talmid chacham she'ein toichoy kevaroy al ikanes leves amidash. He declared that any Talmid Chacham who does not have this property, that the inside is like the outside, may not enter the Beis HaMidrash. Obviously, Rabban Gamliel considered that to be the primary consideration in allowing Talmid Chachamim into the Beis HaMidrash. There must be Tochei Kevaroi. V'gam Rabbi Elazar ben Azaya, shesilekes HaShomer, after Rabban Gamliel was deposed, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azaya removed this requirement, v'nosan lecholam liikanes, and allowed everyone to enter, it's only because he gave the perspective of Talmidim echazoka the tekosha. That's all. Aval mishi yadua shein techo kevaroi, but somebody who is known to be ein techo kevaroi, gam hu lo ya machnis oso lebeis hamidrash. Even Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would not allow him into the Beis HaMidrash. So the machlokes between him and Rabban Gamliel is very small. Everyone agrees that we may not allow a Talmid to enter if ein tochei kevaroi. Umeforash emu chazal say explicitly in Yom Adaf Ein Beis, kol Talmid chacham she ein tochei kevaroi eino Talmid chacham. If his inside is not like the outside, he's not Talmid chacham. Harei ha'achana harishena le Talmid chacham li'es Talmid chacham. The very first preparation, the first prerequisite to become a Talmid chacham, lishmoir al koach hadibur shelo, to preserve a person's power of speech, shiye kinoir na'im, to be a pleasant violin, shediburo yevate bediyuk es asher b'levoi, his speech should convey and express precisely what's in his heart. The Rambam continues, v'afilu mila achas shel pitu, even one word of seduction, shel gnevas das, or misleading, asu, even one word of misleading is forbidden. Ela sefas emes, rather, true words, v'ruach nachoin, v'lev tohor mikol amal v'havois. Lo yehaisaka v'anesinu b'fek ze latif musar shemiras al Hashem. Our intention in this chapter is not to give musar about shemiras al Hashem, ela laredes le'oim koi shel koach hadibur. What we want to do is to plumb the depth of the power of speech. Ki ha'adam hu achai shebechol ha'nivrim davka b'de'a v'dibur shelo. Because a human being is more alive than any other creature, specifically through his intellect and his speech. Ha'adam ha'medaber, the speaking creature. Al ha'soid ha'gadol shel koach ha'dibur, amar Amos, perek daled, regarding this great power of the power of speech. The Novi Amos says there in perek daled, kine yoitzer horim uvorei ruach umagid la'adam ha'seichoi. We spoke about this briefly above on Daf Chaf Gimel. His Hirkanes Adam, what the prophet is doing is warning the person, telling us, Mechamas yese ato kan beze olam ha-shafel, because we live in this world, ve'eino re'e umasig, we cannot perceive, habinyan ho'arisa chaz v'chalila, the construction, the creativity or the destruction, ha'na'asim ba'olamos mikol dibur v'dibur shelo, that happen in upper worlds, because of every speech of ours, every word that we say. We can't perceive how one word that we say can create worlds or the opposite. A person could easily imagine in this world, yes, a word here and there, a casual statement, that it should have any effect. A person could think that in this world. Aval yeidan eman, I should know full well, shekol dibur v'sicha kala sheloi, every word that he says, lechol asher yevate b'shfasav, whatever is articulated by his lips, loy ne'evad ve'eino olech levatala, is never lost. This is from Nefesh HaChaim. Hu asher amu Chazal darshan about these words in Amos, afilu sicha kala sheben ish lishto, even the most casual conversation between a man and his wife, magidin lo bish asadin, will be related back to him in shasadin. What it means is rak bishas adin beolam ames, only in the time of judgment in olam ames magidim l'adam ad heichan magia koicha shel sicha kala, will a person be introduced to the power of his speech, how far the power of his speech went, shediber b'yosef b'zeolam, when that he spoke, the speech that he spoke in this world, only then will we realize the potency of every word that he uttered. So far we've explained the meaning of Rashi's words, שאדם הוא החי שבכל הנבראים, that a human being is more alive than any other creature, שנתווספה בו ידעה ודיבור, because he has intellect and speech. בזה נכללים כל בני אדם. This includes all human beings, כי לכולם יש מושכלות ראשונים בשפה, because all human beings have certain built-in axioms and language. והרי כל הנבראים נחלקים לארבעה סוגים. Traditionally we divide all that's been created into four types, four categories. Doimem, that's the inanimate world. Tzomeach, that's the plant world. Chai, living animals. And medaber, human beings who speak. Mahusa shel tzomeach hu koach hatzmicha sheloi, the essence of plants is the ability to grow umausa shel chayu chayu soy, the essence of creatures, of animals, is the life force, shumargish umisne'a, the ability to sense, to move, etc. Mahus adam ukoach hadibur shel, it's called medaber, because the essence of a human being is speech. V'ine yeduim divrei ha-kuzari, however, the words of the kuzari are well known, shemechalek ha-sanevim lechamisha sugim, he divides the world into five categories, not four. Doimem, tzomeach, chai, medaber, ve-yisroel. To the four traditional ones, he adds the category of Yisroel. Mahu ha-koach ha-ma'amid shel ha-klal Yisrael, im hu lemala me-ha-medaber? What is that essential force that corresponds to the power of growth in a plant, or the power of movement in a creature? Where does it go beyond the medaber? Hare be'al korach ha-gam adam Yisrael u-medaber. Of course, a Jew is also a medaber. V'ineh ha-kuzari me-ver, so the Kuzari explains, ki mahusoy shel ha-klal Yisrael ho-inyan ha-eloki. He explains that the essence of Klal Yisrael is what he calls ha'inyan ha'eloiki, godly attachment or a special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One has to look there in the first ma'amar to understand exactly what it means by inyan ha'eloiki. Mikol makom, but still, gam bechuyach hadibur shenei Klal Yisrael shenei mahusim mikol Umo Yisraelam. In the power of speech, Klal Yisrael is fundamentally different to Umo Yisraelam. You elevated us above all languages. It's a phrase that we say every Yom Tov. Leshon HaTorah, Leshon HaKodesh. We speak of Leshon HaKodesh. Haramba mevaer zois, ki beleshon HaKodesh ein bah shemois atzmiim l'inanei zivug ul eivarei ha'ilada. The Rambam explains that this is because in Leshon HaKodesh there are no proper nouns for the concept of copulation and for human genitals. Haramban kasav shebelashon ze diber hakadosh baruch hu adam harishon moshe rabbeinu v'im kol hanevim. The Ramban explains that it's called Lashon HaKodesh because it's the language that Hashem uses to communicate with Adam harishon, Moshe Rabbeinu, and all the other nevim. Now this is a discussion, the Ramban says it's in Parshas Kisisa, towards the beginning of Kisisa. The Ramban says this in Parshas Kisisa at the beginning, and he quotes this Rambam. The Rambam is in Morei Nevuchim in Chelek Gimel, Perek Ches, but the Ramban quotes him, as I said. Ta'amoy shel Rambam mitzad alma disgalion. The Rambam is speaking from the revealed aspect. Ta'amoy shel Ramban mitzad alma disgalion, whereas the Ramban is looking at the concealed aspect, the more hidden aspect. Banigle uvanistar yesh b'lashon hakodesh kedusha v'romus bli gvul. Both in the revealed and the hidden, l'shon hakodesh contains endless, limitless exaltation and sanctity. V'adeichan hadvarim magiim lema'ase etzel haklal Yisrael. How far this goes in practice within Klal Yisrael? Anu lomdim me'asugya de'le'olam yedaber adam b'lashon nekiya. We learn from this sugya that a person must always speak l'shon nekiya b'reish pesachim. At the beginning of Maseches Pesachim. Hanau tre talmidei havu yasmei kamei dehile. There were two talmidim that Hillel taught. Chadomar, one asked, mipneima boitzrin betahara ven moiskin betahara. Why is it that when we harvest grapes, we use kelim that are tahoir? When we harvest olives, we not makbid on that. Vechadomar, the other student asked essentially the same question, but with different terminology. Mipneima boitzrin betahara, when we use when we harvest grapes, we use kelim that are tahor, umeskim betum'ah. But when we harvest olives, we can use kelim that are tomei. Omar Hillel muvtachani bazeh shemorei horois b'Yisrael. Hillel said, I'm certain, I'm assured about this Talmud, that he will turn out to be a moirei hora'ah. Ve'lo hayu yamim mo'atim ad shehorah horois b'Yisrael. And indeed, that prediction came to pass, and he became a moirei horois. Secondly, there were three Kohanim who were discussing how much of the Lechem Aponim they had received. Chad amar lehu, one said to the other two, Higi'ani ki poil me Lechem Aponim. I got like a bean, that size of Lechem Aponim. Chad amar higi'ani ki zais, one said I got like an olive's size. Chad amar higi'ani ki znav haleta'a. And the third one said, I got a piece the size of a lizard's tail. But the kuach harav matzu bo shemetz pesul. This last one, they searched his genealogy and they found something not quite kosher over there. Asks the Gemara, "V'ha'ein boidukinim ha'misbechu lemala?" His genealogy would have been searched already. Aloitema shemetz psul ela shachatz psul. He had changed the term shemetz psul to shachatz psul. Not that there was something wrong with his genealogy, but something wrong with himself. Rashi says, Hu atzmo haya gesruach. The fact he himself was a coarse person, a vulgar person. Vazek kodshei shamayim. He denigrated the kodashim, the in ra'u l'shemeshim. The fact that he just wasn't worthy of serving in Beis HaMikdash. Hari ra'u betalmid shedigdek lo lazkir milas tumah. Says the author, Hillel saw in this Talmid, who was medakdek, not to mention unnecessarily the word tumah. Hillel was certain he would grow to be an adam gadol. That's what happened. Ulehefech, the converse, HaKohen shamar higi'ani kiznava leta'a. The Kohen who said, I got like a lizard's tail, ve'aleta'im yashmona shratzim, the lizard, this whatever, leta'a, is one of the shmona shratzim that convey tumah. Pesalu la'avida, they disqualified him. Hargasha adina kazeis b'lashon nekiya, nimtzes rak etzel ha'klal Yisrael. Such sensitivity to lashon nekiya is only found among klal Yisrael, in brackets. Goyim harotzim lios kmarim, Goyim are training to become priests. Loimdim ivrit begimnazis. They learn Hebrew. They sometimes reach quite remarkable proficiency in the technical aspects of Hebrew. Hem lomdim bedikduk es netiyas ha'pe'alim. When they learn grammar and it comes to conjugating verbs, generally the example used is the verb katal. Ala dugma kotalti, kotalto, kotal. So they conjugate the verbs of this particular verb, kotal, which means to kill. Dugma aches lo matzu, they couldn't find another example. Ru kama zar ze l'argasha yudis, ha-ha. Alien this is to Jewish sensibility. Hein v'ru mamtonu mikol l'shinus. Indeed, you elevated us above all languages. Ad kan.